Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you or your children have done show and tell? Quite a few folks. I used to love show and tell, and I can remember that the children I nannied for would get so excited the night before show and tell, trying to decide what they wanted to take and what they were going to show their classmates and what they were going to tell everybody about what it was that they were showing and telling. And so I have a little something for show and tell today. This was given to me by someone very dear to me on the occasion of my ordination. So this past week, I celebrated the second anniversary of my ordination. And at your ordination, it's the first time that you get to preside at the table. And that was something that I had dreamt about for so long. And it was such a beautiful fulfillment of God's grace, getting to do that for the first time. And part of the communion liturgy is singing the Lamb of God. Like I told the children, the Lamb of God has been sung in the church as part of the communion liturgy since the early 700s. And so this tradition, this ritual, is very much a part of our DNA. And so at that table that day, we sang the Lamb of God, which is most commonly done throughout the world, actually in Latin. So I don't know if you've ever heard Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. But this print is the Lamb of God in Latin, and I have it in my office as a reminder of that special, special first time that I got to serve communion, and how we proclaim Sunday in and Sunday out that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and who in our baptism gives us forgiveness of sins, and who in the bread and the wine at the table gives us forgiveness and salvation and grants us our prayer for mercy and peace. So there are many considerations that go into picking out something for show and tell, not the least of which are finding something that's special to you and something that means so much that you don't want it to be just for you. You want to share it with other people so they too can experience your happiness or your joy, so that they can see how this thing is so special to you. Well, in today's gospel passage, I don't know if you noticed, but we get a front row seat to witness John the Baptist doing a little show and tell of his own. We've encountered John a few times in the last few weeks. Right? John, the one who leapt for joy in Elizabeth's womb when Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth and they were both pregnant with miraculous pregnancies. John, who lived in the wilderness, who wore clothing made from camel's hair and ate locusts and wild honey. John, who told people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven had come near. And as many folks read last week, John the Baptist, who baptized Jesus with water. Well, this morning we encounter John yet again, and not once, but twice. Twice upon seeing Jesus, John proclaims, "Here is the Lamb of God." He testifies to those around him what he experienced when Jesus was baptized. He witnesses to those around him that Jesus is the Son of God, the Word who had become flesh to live and dwell among people. John saw Jesus, then he showed Jesus to others, and he shared his experience of Jesus with others. See, show, share. This pattern plays out several times in the Gospel of John, Even 2 or 3 verses later, we see Andrew seeing Jesus, showing Jesus to his brother, and sharing with his brother his experience with Jesus. See, show, share. Now, although it's not a tongue twister, don't try saying it 5 times fast. Lutheran pastor David Loos says this: at its heart, evangelism is noticing what God is doing in the world, sharing that with others, and inviting them to come and see for themselves. Now, I don't know about you, but I get a little bit prickly when I hear the word evangelism, because for so many of us, evangelism has pretty negative connotations. I did an informal survey this week just asking a few folks what they think of when they hear the word evangelism. Some think of someone standing on a street corner saying that if they aren't saved, they're going to be going to hell. Someone else said that evangelism is somebody saying, if you died today, where would you go? Or someone standing in front of a street, in front of a store or a courthouse handing out tracts. Now, setting the bad theology of all of that aside, I think many of us have been confronted by people trying to, quote, evangelize us. And their tactics of fear and judgment leave us feeling threatened or coerced, maybe even shamed. No wonder we want to run the other way when we hear the word evangelism. But perhaps today's text about John the Baptist and Andrew can help us to reframe and rethink and even reimagine the word evangelism. So the word evangelism comes from the Greek word euangelion, which literally means good news. It can also be translated as gospel. So every Sunday when I read the gospel, I say the holy gospel according to John or Matthew or Mark. The holy good news of Jesus Christ. The good news, the gospel. And so evangelism, at its very simplest, is sharing the good news of God. Now listen to that quote I read earlier about evangelism. Evangelism is noticing what God is doing in our lives, sharing that with others, and inviting them to come and see for themselves. That's a lot different than what some of us have experienced. But it sounds like it might be doable. So first, we need to notice what God is doing in our lives. This sounds kind of simple, I think, except for when it isn't. Sometimes it can be hard to notice what God is doing in our lives, maybe for a couple reasons. First, maybe we're a little out of practice. Maybe we get busy and we just get focused on all the things that we need to do day in and day out, week in and week out. And so we don't always notice what God is doing in our lives. Second, sometimes it's hard to see God at work in our lives, even if we're looking. It's kind of like a Where's Waldo book. You might be looking for Waldo, but you can't seem to see him or find him on the page. Let's face it, life can be hard, and there is a lot of brokenness and pain and sin in the world. And sometimes, even if we're looking, it can be hard to see what God is doing. So maybe we start small. Maybe each night as you're getting ready for bed, brushing your teeth or washing your face, you think about one way that God has been at work in your life that day. Or each time you eat a meal, you think about one way that God has been at work in your life since the last meal you ate. The more we do this, the more we intentionally try to notice what God is doing in our lives, the easier it will become, and the more we will find ourselves noticing without even trying. Then we share with others what we notice God doing. Now, this one really is easier said than done, because if you're like me, the thought of sharing with others gives me a little bit of anxiety. I don't want to come off as pushy or offend somebody. But here's the crazy thing. I don't think twice about sharing a recommendation for a restaurant or a TV show. I don't think twice about sharing a recommendation for a book or giving somebody a recipe. They may not like my choice of entertainment or my food, but I still share anyway. I don't have any apprehension in that regard. And yet, how much more significant and important is it to share with others about God's love and what we see God doing in the world around us and in our lives? Think about Andrew in today's gospel lesson. He encountered and experienced Jesus. He then went to find his brother and told him what he had experienced for himself. And then he brought his brother to Jesus so that his brother could experience Jesus. Seeing and showing and sharing. The third part of that is that sharing, that we invite others to come and see for themselves. John the Baptist does this, Andrew does it, even Jesus does it. When Andrew and the other disciple asked Jesus where he was staying, Jesus said, "Come and see." Jesus invites all of us to come and see that in him and through him, God is with us. And then when we have come and seen, we are called to go and show. A recent study showed that 82% of people would come to church if a trusted friend asked them. That's a pretty high number. 82% of people would come to church if a trusted friend invited them. And yet, just as high as that 82% is, in a typical year, only 2% of people invite a friend to church. Isn't that really startling? 82% of people would come to church if a trusted friend invited them. Yet in a typical year, only 2% of Christians actually invite a friend to church. It's interesting, right? There are so many people out there who are looking for meaning in their lives. People who are looking for a place to belong. People who are wondering if there's more to life. People who are longing for someone to love them and care about them. And all of us here, we have found all of those things. God has given us all of those things in Christ Jesus. And God has given us those things in the body of Christ that we know and experience in this place. We have seen and we experience God at work here. And now we're called to go and show. To show the world what we have seen in Christ Jesus and to invite them to come and see for themselves. I know this can seem like a big and daunting task to see and to show and to share. But remember, this is God's work, and God has already invited us into his life. What we are called to do is to notice the ways that God is at work in our lives, to share it with others, and invite them to come and see for themselves. And remember, we aren't called to save anybody. Salvation is God's work. In Christ's death and resurrection, God has already saved the world. God is the one who saves. We're simply called to share the good news of that. Beloved sisters and brothers, God gives us many gifts, including the gift of Christ. May God give us all eyes and hearts to see and notice God's presence in our lives and in the world around us. And may God grant each of us the boldness and the courage to share what we've experienced in Christ Jesus with others and invite them to come and see and experience God for themselves. Amen.